So I understand that the consequence of this system now is that there is basically this duopoly where the Big Ten and the SEC are at the very top, and then underneath are the sewer people, the Morlocks fighting for the table scraps, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those those Morlocks, I feel like Notre Dame doesn't want to be with them.
No.
They don't want to be traversing the tunnels late at night. So how would you, honestly, the person I know who hates Notre Dame the most.
True.
How would you rationally here advise the University of Notre Dame as to what to do, as they are clearly like the dance partner that everybody across the board wants to hang out with?
Man, wait. Wait. Like, that's the thing. Wait. I'm starting this from like blank slate. Like if I were just to operate Notre Dame and say, how would I look at the layout? If you want to go, you don't want to go from your status as belle of the ball, big fish looking for my carefully cultivated pond, right? You want to look for the weakest possible high value conference to enter. To me, if you were able to in some way wedge yourself into the ACC, negotiate a new deal, get favorable terms, and make sure that you got a disproportionate share of that, right? Like, as an interested agent for Notre Dame, that's what I would do. I would inflict unfair terms on everyone around me because I'm worth more to you than you are to me.
Oh, I see. Wait, you're asking for, you're preying upon the weakness of these sewer people to get carve-outs that are explicitly privileged and unequal.
Notre Dame has always enjoyed their position as lords of the fiefdom, and I don't see any reason why they would change their behavior because it's worked very well for them. So that's what I would do. I would make sure I would get my army of Morlocks, as you say, and I would make sure to tell them, listen, if you're associated with me, I'm going to improve your sewer. We're going to make a really banging sewer out of this, okay? It's going to be super nice.
Yes.
And I'm going to live up here. And you get to play me. And even if you beat me, it doesn't matter. I can have a down year, and I still get a disproportionate share of conference income. Long term, they will have to join a conference. They will have to create some sort of arrangement that works for them in terms of consistent revenue put through a group that can attract that kind of income, because as an independent, they will fall behind.
Right.
I don't see them sort of commanding the kind of weight and collective bargaining that you can get out of the SEC or the Big Ten negotiating with these networks, or increasingly trying to get more of a share of their own networks, right? The Big Ten has partners, but they also have their own network, right? The SEC network, it's a little bit different. It's, you know, pretty much run and managed by ESPN. It's not quite like what the Big Ten has. Everybody's going to be looking for what's next to ensure that the pipeline keeps coming in. Notre Dame will have to do that eventually. To me, there's no reason why they need to be fair about it at all, because they hold all of the weight right now.
So I'm curious, because, you know, the Big Ten seemed logical for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But you like selling like the refracted light of the Golden Dome onto the poisonous, toxic runoff waste, as opposed to going and joining the people who live upstairs in this very mixed metaphor now.
I mean, I think that's one, you know, to me, theoretically viable solution that gives them the most pull. If they enter the Big Ten, it's interesting because they do get to keep some historical rivalries that they enjoy. You know, they keep USC, they can keep Michigan, who they play all the time. But at the same time, I don't know if they're going to have quite the same stature because of some real cultural and economic heavyweights in the sport, like Ohio State sitting right there. Like that to me, that's not a great situation for them in terms of the things that they enjoy. Notre Dame has enjoyed more than anything else control. Their incentives as an institution are to remain as independent as possible. Like, I'm only judging them based on their past behavior. They were the ones who signed a single team deal. They're the ones who like lining up their weird little schedule where they get, you know, yes, some historical rivals who really matter in the sport. And then they get guys who matter historically, but who really aren't performers like the service academies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they keep those on there in the name of tradition, but most years they're going to beat them. And that to me that model can't hold. And in the Big Ten, they're not going to have quite the same sway. So if I'm just looking forward, right, like if I put on my like international affairs hat and I go, what are your incentives? What are your behaviors? Where do I think you're going? I think you're going someplace where you can continue to have a foot on the scale, right? Like a toe on the, more than a toe, a foot on the scale in terms of how much weight you pull in a conference.